controversial plans to deepen the Jacksonville Harbor could move forward after business leaders, city officials, and environmentalists announced a compromise yesterday. As WJCT's Peter Hayden reports, they are all in the same boat now after a years-long impasse.
Even Jacksonville Mayor Alvin Brown will admit this is a case of strange bedfellows.
It's not every day that you see the business community and the environmental community sharing the same boat and rowing in the same direction.
Yeah, south to Putnam County to tear down the Rodman Dam. That will make everyone in this boat happy. The Rodman Dam was built on the Ocklawaha River in 1968 as part of the failed Cross Florida Barge Canal. Monday, the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, City Hall, and the Port Authority agreed to find the funding and permission to breach the dam. That would get millions of gallons of fresh water flowing into the St. Johns River every day and restore thousands of acres of wetlands. In return, the St. Johns Riverkeeper organization is agreeing to drop its federal lawsuit to stop the dredging. But St. Johns Riverkeeper Lisa Reinemann says the deal has a time limit.
Authorization and funding would have to happen during the state legislative session this spring. And so there's a very short window of opportunity for this solution as well as for us to legally challenge, which we're currently working on as well.
Jacksonville-based U.S. representatives, Republican Ander Crenshaw and Democrat Corinne Brown, both support the agreement. Peter Hayden, WJCT News.